We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Browns deserve a ton of criticism, Dustin Fox, for what happened yesterday. Keep it in mind that it is for now. Is this what the Browns are going to be this year? I don't think so. We'll find out in a few weeks. For 1 week, it was hideous. But keep it in mind, last year, week one, Buccaneers put up 48 on the Saints. The Dolphins beat these Titans. The Panthers held the Cowboys to 18 points. And the Bengals put up 34 and beat the Colts week one. The season doesn't end week one, but it was hideous yesterday.
It doesn't end week one, obviously. It is just one game, and the Browns can certainly turn this thing around. They can bounce back. They've got an extra day this week to prepare for the Jets on Monday night. But that was one of the worst performances we've ever seen covering this football team. And that includes the Hugh Jackson era, Adam.
It was
I can't argue. That loss was worse than any Hugh Jackson loss.
Any.
There's never been a worse loss since we've covered this team.
Is it really?
Adam, they had the last time they had 18 penalties in a game was 1951, okay? It was an undisciplined group.
Oh, yeah.
That played pitiful. There was a lack of effort. There was a lack of focus. Across the board.
You're 100% right. I don't know if I agree that it's the worst ever, but you know what? It's in the discussion.
Since we've covered this team, name a worse loss.
Dude, I can't. Off the top of my head, there's been so many bad losses. It's right there, okay? I don't want to argue with it because you may be right. It's as bad as it gets. And I'll tell you the two things that really stand out to me with this loss. Number one, it felt like they quit in the fourth quarter. I did not expect this team to quit, especially in the first freaking game. And number two, as you talked about, they played with no discipline whatsoever.
None.
Myles Garrett is lucky he didn't get kicked out of the game, hitting a guy in the face. I know it was an open hand. No reason for that. Greg Robinson disgraced the uniform and disgraced the game yesterday with his embarrassing kick like a buffoon. I don't want to hear whining about penalties. I thought almost all of the penalties called on the Browns were legit. Yeah, one or two were maybe bad. Odell Beckham complaining about the penalty, that was a good call. He clearly pushed off.
Clearly.
The only penalty I thought was a little weird was that, you know, the crackback block, that new rule, whatever. But I don't know the details of the new rule. So maybe. It seemed like the Titans did the same thing and it didn't get called. Outside of that, I feel like everybody today is blaming the refs and the offensive line, and that's unfair. Because everybody deserves blame, except for the refs. Offensive line deserves some, Dustin.
Yeah.
But as I saw our guy T.A. point out, next-gen stats, Baker Mayfield had the ninth most amount of time to throw yesterday. And considering that Greg Robinson, that buffoon, got himself kicked out of the game, and then Kendall Lamb got hurt, the fact that they were down to their seventh offensive lineman, their last offensive lineman on the active roster, because Austin Corbett's a bust and couldn't make the active roster. I didn't think in comparison to everything else, I don't think the offensive line stood out as that terrible compared to everything else. You're right. Across the board, the team played like garbage. We talked them up all year. Again, remember, I'm talking just this game. This is not an indictment on the season. It's an indictment on the game. But there's a lot of work right now that needs to be done for this team to turn around in game two. The penalties were flat out embarrassing, and so was the play by almost every member of this roster. Even the rookie punter's first punt stunk, the rookie kicker. You know, you march right down the field, and then the kicker misses the extra point.
It felt like that kick, I don't know, it really took the wind out of the sails. Like, you go right down the field.
Yeah.
It's a great drive, and then you missed the PAT.
We thought they'd be scoring 40 points when that happened. I'm like, this is going to be easy. They did nothing the rest of the game.
Nothing.
The defense stunk. Stunk.
Horrendous.
And I don't even think, listen, I know, you know, Mariota won the game. I didn't even think he played that great. If they had a better quarterback, they would have lost by 50.
He was fine.
He left some plays out there.
Every quarterback loses plays out
there. All right, fair.
They won by 30 points.
They did. They could have. Derrick Henry, I benched him in my fantasy matchup with you because I got caught up in my own Browns hurrah.
Yeah.
Cost me my matchup with you.
Dude.
That was disgusting.
Nobody wants to tackle Derrick Henry. I can't blame him.
That was.
But
no, I can blame him. They're professional football players.
I'm joking.
All right.
The 75-yard screen pass? Are you kidding me? Like, he was untouched.
Wow. Yeah.
For 75 yards.
No, he's that fast.
He's pretty fast.
There's a lot. This guy's a lot faster than him.
He's a very fast guy.
What's his time?
He's
What's
four,
his 40
guy.
Time?
He's a 4-5 guy. He ran away from guys in the SEC.
All right.
He's got
speed.
He doesn't look that fast because he's 6 foot six.
Short selling
he is.
His height, his speed.
He can roll.
The point is, he's not the fastest guy on the face of the earth, but he's fast. All right, I'll give you that.
I mean, he made Joe Schobert look like he was pulling a truck.
My man, it was a bad day. It was a terrible day. Keep it to the day. Don't turn it into the season. Yeah. You're telling me people are calling saying fire Freddie after one game?
Well,
but I will say this.
Yeah.
I don't care what the guy said after the game, except for Jarvis Landry, who flat out embarrassed himself by trying to embarrass our guy Mark Schwab. That was despicable what he did. That despicable is a little strong. That was wrong what he did. But well, I don't
Schwab's
care.
Schwab doesn't deserve
that. He didn't deserve that. That was completely out of line by Jarvis Landry. We'll play the clip later. But this team's got to do look in the mirror here. They came in. There was a lot of back patting, a lot of us against the world, and they deserve all the humiliation they're going to get across the country right now. They deserve it. Now go and win. Now go win. Let's see what this team is made of. Show us that week one is an anomaly, because I think when we look back at the end of the season, I still think week one's going to be an anomaly, Dustin.
Yeah, I hope so.
But they've got even more to prove than they did, because they had plenty to prove coming into the season. And they got humiliated.
Cool.
Humiliated on their own stadium.
Have I not been telling you for weeks and months that talent doesn't just win football games?
That's fair.
And everything has been so rosy with the Browns. I said at some point they're going to face some adversity, and we will find out how they respond.
Yeah.
I thought they faced a little adversity in that Indy practice out there. Remember they
sure.
Things got chippy, though?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe a little too chippy?
Yeah.
Undisciplined practicing?
Okay.
So yeah. A little undisciplined football yesterday?
Not a little. As you said, most penalties in forever.
Adam, the Browns players are out of control. Like Greg Robinson, what the hell are you doing? That's despicable. You don't kick somebody.
No. That's
just because you got your ass kicked? You're going to then kick somebody?
That's clown behavior.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean that.
You can't
do that. No, that's a joke.
Myles Garrett, you can't be trying to punch somebody.
He's lucky it wasn't a fist.
I thought he was going to get thrown out.
He could have. The Browns got their butts whooped. They got dominated. The game was completely controlled by Tennessee. They got outscored 43-7 after that opening drive. 43-7 after the opening drive, including 31-7 in the second half.
I feel like I just watched a football team that just thought that they were just going to be given a win by showing up.
Yeah. You know, we heard all offseason, Dustin, that, you know, and listen, I gave Freddie the benefit of the doubt. He did not have them ready, and they did not have themselves ready for week one.
They better be ready for week two. They were not prepared to play football yesterday.
No. Isn't it amazing,
Pittsburgh
though?
Pittsburgh Steelers were not prepared to play football
last night. No, they weren't.
Now, it happens to the best of them.
Yes.
The Browns have to bounce back here.
AFC North power rankings through week one. Ravens 1, Bengals 2.
Bull.
Steelers 3, Browns 4. This is what all the talk about the power rankings.
This game on Monday night is not a gimme.
Even though the Jets choked to the Bills, too.
They did, but this is Monday Night Football.
Yes.
And the Browns now have, I'm sure a lot of these guys are doing some soul searching after that game yesterday.
Yeah.
Like looking in the mirror.
Yeah, they got to bounce back and win this week. Again, I'm not judging the season until we're at least a quarter of the way in. I'm judging my anger and my frustration is based solely on one game.
Yeah.
I'm not taking it in, as a lot of fans are doing, I'm not taking it in At some point today, somebody's going to say, I'm putting this on the whole season because they're going to tune in when I haven't clarified that. I'm not doing that. It's one game. That game could not have gone worse. The only way it could have been worse is if somebody got hurt, significantly hurt.
Adam, if I would
That's it.
If I'd have told you
yeah.
that the Browns were going to lose this game by 30 points.
No, I would have never believed it.
You would have laughed at me.
Never. Never believed it. Baker was hideous. A lot's been made of not running the ball. I think they probably should have run it a little more early, a little more.
I don't know why they didn't keep giving. Chubb had, what, 14 carries?
It's 17 carries and 20 touches. Should have had more.
I felt like he should have had at least 20 carries in this game. He was gashing them.
Early, yeah.
Yeah.
17 for 75. Should have gotten him the ball more. But listen, there's nothing. We said we were excited to do good, bad, and ugly today. We thought we'd do a lot of good. I got no good. Who played well for the Browns?
Who played well? Nobody.
I mean, Myles Garrett had 2 sacks. I didn't feel like he played a good game. Morgan Burnett, did he play well? Nobody on offense. I mean, Nick Chubb, you know, did what he could. He played all right. It was hit. It was sloppy. It was ugly.
The defense looked tired. You know, I'm not trying to make a big deal about this whole preseason thing.
Yeah, but, I think but the, way too no, much
but,
to be
but,
made
But
of
just
it.
In general, like, the Browns were exhausted. Their conditioning was not good. Watching guys, like, on their knees, hands on their knees.
Not good. Yeah, no, I agree with you. They got beat in every facet of the game. They got out-coached. They got out-played. They got out-hustled. They got out-toughed. Delanie Walker humiliating them in the locker room. I don't care much about what the guys have to say right now. I want to see them go win the football game Monday night against the Jets. That's what I want to see.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.